How we doing, guys?
Good day,
all right. I'll kind of give you a injury update as we just got done through the walkthrough. A couple guys who will be out today. Tevin Coleman will be out, still getting closer, but not there yet. Devin Hester was able to participate in the walkthrough, which is good to see him moving, but we will not have him go today. And then we're going to hold out Julio Jones and Jacob Tammy's going through the concussion protocol. So those are the guys, and then everybody else will be up and rolling. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, you talked a little bit about J.J. Watt, the Texans' big sack guy.
Yeah, I think the energy that jumps off, the quickness off the ball, and I think it's the size, you know, and he's got really good pass rush technique. So really complete player, tons of respect for him. I like, you know, they feature him in a number of different ways. He can be from anywhere outside the tight end to all the way over to the center. So I think it's those kind of guys that have unique stuff, and you find ways to do them, and they certainly are.
And your line has been, you know, playing very well this year thus far. This will be a big challenge for him with Watt and Clowney on the other side sometimes.
Yeah, I think just their whole D, they've got a really aggressive style. We got lots of respect for it. And, you know, one challenge that we're really looking forward to, for sure.
Coach, clear us up on the concussion protocol. Could Jacob Tammy actually play this week?
He could, but it takes the whole week to go through it. So it's exercise and then into a bigger exercise, then into practice. So it's a process that each guy has to go through. So we're going to take it all the way through the process and do what's best for Jacob.
The Falcons have been kind of famous for fast starts and slow finishes. It's been kind of the opposite this year. Has that been a concern for you at all?
I can't comment on the past. I really can't. And the one thing I can tell you is that we got some guys who love to battle and love to compete for it. And so that part I can tell you about. And I love the toughness that we demonstrate, and I hope every chance we play we get to do that.
Would you like to see a faster start?
You know, we really don't talk about the start, to be honest with you, because we had games where we have had good starts, and but we try not to say, hey, let's go win it in the first quarter. You know, let's be really consistent. We try and stay in the present moment each play, how much we can go attack. But at the start is not something that we spend tons of time on and in terms of we have to do this, you know, at the start or else. So we don't go into those kind of ultimatums.
Tell me what you've seen about the Texans and that win over the Bucs.
Well, I think, number one, they were really physical in terms of the way they ran the ball. I thought that style totally came through. You have a real sense about how they want to play defense. They're aggressive. They're up front. Their line of scrimmage, both sides, you know, I thought really played well.
Dan, with the signing of Mickey Schuler at tight end and you release Tyler, is that as much about, you know, obviously getting depth at tight end, but does it say anything about Jake Long's readiness now that you're willing to let Tyler go and that Jake is ready to step into that backup role?
Yeah, for sure it has a lot to do with the tight end too. And then regarding Jake Long, you know, he's getting closer to, you know, helping us. And I think the thing we have to remember with Jake, he had a significant knee injury. And so it's not like he was coming in healthy. So for him, he is working hard and he's just getting better every week. So I couldn't be more pleased with where he's headed. But I think we have to remember that too. I think that's – let's make sure he's at his best for our team. And I love the way he's working at it. He is exactly the style and attitude that you love about ball. He totally represents that.
So Bryce is the swing now and he's still fighting?
That's it. We're going to go in and both those guys be fighting for that, yep.
Who are you seeing on tape comes from Mallett as the quarterback?
Well, number one, I think the arm strength totally jumps out, you know, where he can make all the throws, fit it into tight windows, aggressive thrower. Those are the things that probably jump out the most. I think that, you know, when you watch him first, man, he can really spin it. That comes off right when you put the first tape on to start evaluating their team. He's got, you know, runs the whole thing, has all the packages, all the different plays and the styles it like. Does a lot of the line of scrimmage where he identifies the protection. So you can clearly see he's got everything in terms of the package down, and they have not held back in any way.
And reports from Bill O'Brien today said that he wouldn't decide on Aaron Foster until 90 minutes before kickoff, obviously when actives go, whether he would play or not. How does it challenge, you know, to prepare for Arian Foster versus Alfred Blue? And
right. I think they've got some really good backs, so we're preparing that he'll play. And I think it's always better to go that way. And then he's got such cutback ability in the athletics. So that's some of the stuff when we talk about our tackling, when we install that today, you know, we feature Foster in that way. He's got great cutback ability. But Blue has really been, you know, a workhorse guy. He's tough. He's got size. He runs strong. He breaks tackles. And they just know how to feature their different guys in different ways. But we'll prepare for all of them. And then however it plays out, then we'll be ready as it, you know, accordingly.
One question, I didn't get Richard Sherman in Seattle, who didn't get targeted a whole lot, especially those last couple of years. Now you got Desmond Trufant, who's only been thrown out, I think, like 7 times. Do you like having that side of the field locked down, or would you rather see them kind of test them a bit more?
Well, you know, when you go through that, I think the biggest thing that we had told Richard when he was there and didn't get a lot of targets, it's coming your way. And that's the thing. You've got to be detailed and mentally strong enough to say you're in it every play. And I think that was one of the real qualities about Richard that a lot of people don't know, like how detailed and focused he stayed. So I can't comment yet. I think it's just so early into our season to make, you know, generalizations about that.
Dan, how pleased are you with the secondary as a whole? Mentioned Des and how little he's been targeted. But last week, Terrence Williams, who I guess you could say ascended to their number one spot, shut out. As a whole, how pleased are you right now with their progress and where they are?
I think the biggest thing that we just want to get down is our tackling. And it's the missed tackles that we can really improve in that area. And that's not just on the run plays. You know, it's a quick pass. How does it go? We saw a long one against New York. We saw a long, you know, a small pass that turns into a longer one. So those are the ones we're going to keep working like crazy. I love the mindset and the attitude. I think this group led by Marquand, you know, the energy is coming out of them. They have real understanding of it. And that's what we're just going to try to do as often as we can, like get right to the fundamentals. So like the whole challenge for us this week is to see how much better we can get. We put the focus right back on us. And that's what the focus is today. Like how much better can we get today? And that's the challenge I issue to the guys and applies to all the spots.
Dan, you mentioned unscouted plays the other day.
Right.
And when you talk to coaches, certainly early in the season, there's a good chance you're going to see something for the first time played out right out in front of you. Football IQ and an ability to recognize and then really not just wait, just go find a football and go hit it.
Yeah, I think on those ones, man, it's like get right back to your rules. And like how do we play? And I think when we don't do so many things that it gets out of what we do and all the unscouted looks, we've never seen that before. So I think the challenging part against going against the system like Bill, it's like there will be new looks. How do we get right back to playing our rules, playing our details, and make the ball, you know, the game, you know, feel like it's back to what we do? And so that's the real challenge for us. Lots of respect for the way they do it, different packages, and another challenge for us. Yeah, we're fired up, ready to go.
Julio has a lot of hype surrounding him, especially after his performance in week 3. Do you see him successfully kind of shaking that off and focusing on the next game?
Yeah, I think we talk a lot about the great player that he is. I think one of the things that gets unnoticed with him is he's an unbelievably great teammate. And so he's right back. He gets locked right back in, and he's just ready to go at it again. So I think that's one of the things that we probably – you guys don't get an insight to see, you know, how in it he is for the guys, how locked in he is. So, yeah, he's totally ready to get right back to the present moment, be right there for his guys again. And it's honestly one of the things that we don't talk about a lot. Like, he's a great player, and he's an awesome teammate.
And the Chiefs have had a lot of trouble protecting him on defense. Do you think that they're going to figure that out as you go forward?
I think anytime there's, like, really talented and featured players, it's always a headache. That's, you know, my background defensively for years. There's certain ways to say, how are we going to deal with this guy so he doesn't wreck a game? And Julio certainly has that kind of ability.
You got some TV time on Sunday for your – passion and emotions on the sideline.
You know what? I have to see this, okay, Brian?
Maybe that was a different level than we had seen before. Is that,
I've not seen it yet. So,
is it a calculated thing on your part, or is it?
No, certainly not calculated at any point. I can't, you know, specifically recall which one. So that will be on Brian here to help me identify that. However, I love the competition with the guys, and they know I totally support them and back them. And I just want us to play at our best. So I'd imagine it would have been a time either we were at our best and I was excited for them, or we were not at our best and I was wanting to get excited for them.
Okay. Yeah. Does Miss Brooks Reeves, does he have a shot this
yes.
week? He's coming
yep.
back.
Yep, back practicing, and we'll go through, you know, the process this week. So it'll be, he got a chance to do a little bit last week, and we'll get some more this week. So we're just going to take it, you know, if he's ready to go, then we'll play, and if he's not, we'll make that decision, you know, as we get to the end of the week.
And obviously JJ is as good as it gets in this league. How many guys are there really in this league where you actually have to account, where your quarterback has to account for him on every play?
That's a good number. Because at both sides of the ball, there's guys like that. You know, there's receivers, there's runners, there's quarterbacks. You know, like, how can this guy do it? And for sure, you know, he's one. I'd say it's probably a handful, you know, that, you know, as you go through each season, you know, some of the players get our real respect by how hard they go and special talent that they have. And I think when you have the combination of the both, the really hard worker and the special talent, and they meet in the middle, and I think that's what they with JJ and us with Julio in that same fashion, that's what kind of when the magic happens, when you have that great work ethic and you have the special skill, now your game is really ready to rise up.
Do you think there are two hands worth in the NFL? Are there 10?
I would say, yeah. I think that's a fair question. I would say if you're talking both sides of the line, I would say 10, yeah. I think that's a real fair statement to say. There's some real there's some great players on every team, and then there's another level that some guys can tap into. And yeah, I would say it's probably somewhere in that neighborhood, yep.
Dan, does he set the, can he or does he set the tempo for the game at the beginning of the game many times?
Defensively? Okay. You know what? I think they've got – I wouldn't say that necessarily because I think they've got some really featured guys. They've got a tough group that plays physical. But I don't know if, you know, if I would say he's the one, if they're just going to follow him to do it. They've got some guys that really can play. And I think it's their style and their attitude that they love playing with. And we love playing in from a defensive standpoint that same way, just trying to out-hit guys, playing aggressive, going after the ball, and you know, kind of all the things I love about playing tough defense.
How much did it benefit Devontae to get touches and to get a rhythm for the game and to be able to stay and keep that rhythm?
Correct? Yeah. I think we always knew from Devontae the toughness, the competitor. I think we all got a chance to see it where he just kept battling back, where he gets so locked in on his assignment, on doing right. And I thought for him finishing, like one of the ways we describe finishing is doing right longer. And I think if you see him how tight he had the ball and how aggressive he finished his runs, he did right longer. And I love that about his game.
So much is made of the matchups on the field, but you as a head coach, I know it's not exactly something you scheme against another head coach, but you look at the guys you faced this year, you know, Tom Coughlin has two Super Bowls, Chip Kelly, the innovator that he is, and now you get Bill O'Brien, who's got a lot of, you know,
yeah,
successful experience. Do you kind of go into a game with a mindset like this, like I'm going to try to outsmart this guy, or do you relish in that opportunity at all to go up against coaches like this?
No, I have such high regard for the profession and certainly the guys that we go against. But no, when I'm into the game, I just kind of think, how can I help our team at our best? And for me, that's, you know, in the game management, using our timeouts, supporting the guys on D, and, you know, being involved in that way, as opposed to kind of thinking all the way across. So maybe one day I'll get to that. But right now, honestly, just right back to us and how I can help our own team.
Are you pleased with how the defensive line rotation has been working out? You're seeing Claiborne make a play, Babineau, all of them's kind of doing some.
Yeah, from that part, I thought Brian has done a really good job in terms of rotating the guys. And as we get into each game, there's just some games call for more of a nickel package, some games call more of a base package. And as each game goes through, it kind of works its way out as you get through the regular season in terms of balancing them. We just want to have enough guys who can finish in a 2 minute at the end of the half and the end of the game. We know so many games come down to that lead, so let's make sure our rushers are available to keep battling for it, where we just don't ever run out of gas with our pass rush.
Beasley's sack was occurred at a big time. That's
I think a number of them have occurred on third down, so some of the ones where we can get a guy off the spot on first and second will help create some longer third downs, which we're certainly trying to do. But, yeah, it was a huge stop for us.
Yeah, offensive line coaches are a lot like offensive linemen. If I don't know their name or don't hear their name,
right,
they're probably doing a good job. Can you just talk about this one?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like, a lot of – with the offensive line in particular – so many of the things that they do, they never show up on a stat sheet. We don't see how hard they played. We don't talk about that. Sometimes it would only be in a negative, you know. So I think the job that Chris and that group has done, one of the things that you'd be, you know, as a head coach, I'm so excited to see is like how tight that group is. The communication that's happening with them, the work, you know, like these guys love ball. They love what they're in. They're really like kind of just right in it for today and then tomorrow go at it again. So their approach, I think, is probably the thing I'm most impressed about, and how tight these guys are getting, how hard they're wanting to play for one another.
And not to be insulting, is the verbiage just conducive to guys being able to pick it up faster, or a mindset being able to pick it up faster?
I think probably is a part of it also has to do with their experience. Okay, I may have called this somewhere else, but now, okay, Andy, okay, this is what we called here, and I can pick that up. So I think having that ability to communicate back and forth, or with Jake or with Bryce, who've played some ball, and now they're into their group, or Gradkowski in that way, this may have been called something somewhere else, but now I have something to fall back on as opposed to I'm learning something for the very first time.
A lot of teams are phasing the fullback position out, yet Kyle has found a way to put Patrick in the positions to succeed. I mean, is that something that's rare nowadays? I mean, what's been the key to having him being so successful?
I think the real key, that it'll kind of come down to two things, and the more of this that you have on your team, the better you are. Smart and tough. And so he played some tight end position. He played fullback. He's a real factor on our special teams. Like those two factors, like where he has the ability to see things on the run and can adjust, and then the toughness to go finish blocks. Those are the things that when you talk about Pat that stand out to me. But you're right. It's a position that's not I also think it's not as big in college as it used to be. So sometimes those players may even be playing another position in college. So when they come to the NFL, you may take a defensive end, and now he becomes a fullback. We've seen that, or a big halfback and turn him into a fullback. So those are, I think, kind of the ways that the fullback position is staying current in the NFL, where in college it's not as featured a position as it is in the NFL.
Quick one, J.J. Watt's been used on offense a lot. How do you scheme for that? I mean, is there a way when you see 99 running on the field on offense, you start throwing red flags on him?
No, I think now that he does it so much, we understand that it's normal. And, you know, like, okay, does it go to him? Where's the runs? Where's the passes? So I think it's, you know, for him, it's another way to feature, you know, all the unique stuff that he has.